Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and this is The Uplift, a weekly devotional podcast for normal people who just need an extra boost. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. I'm sure most of you have heard the phrase, seeing is believing. It means we'll not accept something as truth unless we see it. Like most people, I like proof. I'm sure I've even said this phrase, seeing is believing, before. I actually like it a lot. I appreciate being able to get facts in order and make sure something is as it's supposed to be before I really believe it. I'm an internet fact checker. I try my hardest to not post things unless I know them to be true. I'm skeptical of clickbait, and I do really believe that if something sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. And that remains true of so many things in my life, except this one thing, this God thing. You see, I haven't ever seen God. I've never seen a burning bush or a pillar of fire or any of the other ways God has appeared to people in the Bible. And I definitely have days, lots of days actually, where crap hits the fan and I wonder if this all could possibly not be real. Where's my proof? A few years ago, as I was leading a youth backpacking trip in Montana, I was sitting by a mountain lake, and it was beautiful, but it was also really windy, and so I decided it would be a cool thing to do to stand up and tell the wind to stop. Thinking, like, as a churchy person, that it would totally work. You know, kind of like proof for all of my youth kids that I was there with, that God is really there. Surprise, surprise, it didn't work. In the book of Judges, Gideon asks God for proof 2 times, and both times God does it. So, what's wrong with asking for a little proof? Paul is writing to the Corinthians again. It's his second letter to them about faith and how hard it can be to hold on to it when things are falling apart all around you. Preach it, Paul. It is so hard to believe in God when we don't know what's going to happen next. It is so hard to trust in the promises of God when things are not going the way you had hoped or had planned. Paul says, "But we walk by faith, not by sight." We don't have to know what is coming next to have faith. In fact, faith most often requires not knowing. Oh, if only I could do this more, to trust that God will follow through, to trust that God goes with me no matter what. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Isn't that just the truth? Faith is not about having a plan. Faith is taking one step. Just one. Not all of them. Not planning the journey from beginning to end. But taking one step. Eventually, you'll take another. But for right now, faith means we just take one step. We walk by faith, not by sight, Paul says. Not with an eye on the big picture or an ultimate plan. And this is not something I am good at all, actually, but I am trying. Trying to be present in this moment for this day and this time and this place. And then taking a step forward, trusting that another one will follow, even when I can't see it. We walk by faith, not by sight. Or at least, we try. Have a great weekend, Uplifters. We'll see you next week. The Uplift podcast you just heard represents a whole community of uplifters, people who are going through something difficult or have gone through something difficult, who needed something more than trite answers and cheesy cliches. This community now includes you. If you know someone who needs to hear something good today, please invite them into this little group of uplifters by passing it along. If you want more information, if you want to sign up for a weekly email or send me a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Lastly, a thank you to Nate Bergengren, who I am now bequeathing the title of podcast producer, for his work getting these recordings out into the internet by way of magic? I don't actually know how it works. And also for composing the music you hear at the beginning and end of each podcast. He's the best.